Hallelujah. It says, can I just read from the beginning of the sentence again? The verse, verse 20, it says, this regular reading. I love that. Praise God. When I go to the gas station, I ask for premium gas, but regular here is better than premium. Amen? Praise God. This regular reading will prevent him from becoming proud and acting as if he's above his fellow citizens. It will also prevent him from turning away from these commands in the smallest way. Amen? Praise God. So one of the reasons why people backslide, one of the reasons why persons who have committed their hearts to Jesus don't have power to overcome temptation, because they are not topping up with God's regular gas each day. So they run out of power. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And didn't stop there. It says, and it will ensure that he and his descendants will reign for many generations in Israel. Praise God. Amen. So 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. So when you read your Bible every day, you are not reading for approval by men, but you are reading for God's approval. It's very approving when you study your Bible every day. Amen? Very approving. Praise God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. Amen. And James 1, 22 to 25, it says, and this is from the TPT versions, the Passion version. Amen. And I close after this. It says, don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. In other words, today you are being challenged in terms of whether or not you are reading the word of God daily. Amen. And what if you are not reading the word of God daily, the Holy Spirit is challenging you. How do you respond to it? You respond to it by deciding that as of today, I'm going to begin reading the word of God daily. Why? Because Pastor says so? No, sir. Not because Pastor says so. Because the word of God says so. Amen? That's why I do it. Because the word of God says so. Praise the Lord. So, don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. For that is the essence of self-deception. Wow. That's heavy. Amen? In other words, if you listen to the word of God and you don't respond to it, you are suffering from self-deception. Not even demonic deception, but self-deception. Praise God. So he says, so always let his word become like poetry. I love that. Poetry written and fulfilled by your life. Wow. You know what that is saying? The word of God takes on a poetic flavor when you obey it and do it. It takes on a poetic flavor. It becomes wonderful. It becomes sweeter than honeycomb when you embrace it. Hallelujah. It says, if you listen to the word and don't live it out, and don't live it out. The message, and don't live out the message you hear, you become like the person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word, but then you go out and forget your divine origin. You know what I, as I studied this passage this morning, I got a beautiful revelation. Amen. Supposing I am stealing, alright? Now by God's grace, I've never stolen anything all my life. But let's just say I was stealing. And I read in the word, thou shalt not steal. You know what this is saying? I am seeing God's eternal perspective that he created me not to steal. He created me not to steal. And because he created me not to steal, I should not steal. Praise God. That in other words, when you know, I usually look at it, thou shalt not steal. But I didn't look at it like that, like how I just explained. Amen. God, the image that God created me to be is that he didn't create me to steal. Praise God. If I have a habit of telling lies, and I look in the word, and the word says, do not lie. What I'm seeing is the eternal image that God created me to be. He didn't create me to lie. He didn't create me a liar. Verse 25 says, you perceive how God sees you. 24. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word. But then you go out and forget your divine origin. In other words, the word is telling you, it's not saying you are a thief, but the word is saying God did not create you to be a thief. He did not create you as a thief. So go back to the position that he created you to occupy. Wow. I don't know about you, but I find that awesome. 25 says, but those who set their gaze deeply into the perfecting law of liberty are fascinated by and respond to the truth they hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's blessing in all that they do. God's blessings are experienced when we obey his word. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So, the king must have a copy of the word on him at all times. The king must read the word of God every day. The king must obey the word of God. Amen. And when the king does that, the king has authority, has power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When the king does this, the children will fall in line. Hallelujah. The children will fall in line. It will have an effect from generation to generation. I love that. From generation to generation. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. You know, by God's grace, God gave us two children. Both of them accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they're still serving God. They married Christians. But you know what blesses me? The children. Not that their lives don't bless me, but the children. You know what the children are doing? They are, what? How old is it? Three? Three and up to about seven. Three of them. They are praising God. They are preaching. They are dancing to the word of God. So what do I see? I see the next generation being affected. And that's amazing. That's wonderful. And you know, if your children don't line up as yet, you keep reading the word of God. You keep showing God. You say, God, this is what your word says. And this is what your word says will affect my children and their children. Put it to God. You know, I saw this morning where I was in preparing this word. I saw where Samuel, the people came to Samuel, and he said, listen to this. He said, you are old, but your children do not follow the path that you have taken. Can you imagine? Now, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I don't know. I honestly don't know. And you know, I thank God for the grace, His grace. I don't claim to be a big father. It's God's grace. But all I'm saying, if your children are not there, don't come off the wall. Like Nehemiah, stand on the wall with your instrument for building the wall in one hand, and the word of God and the promise of God in the other hand. Keep on the wall. Keep praying. Keep calling out to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Could we stand, please? Praise God. I'm going to pray for, just going to pray for us that, you know, God will help us to live like kings. Amen. But we need to live like kings. We need to walk like kings. We need to think like kings. We need to act like kings. We need to know that we are kings and priests unto God. Amen. Makes a difference. Praise God. And do you know that the demons know when you know that you're a king? They know. They know. Praise God. Amen. I believe somebody listening or here or online, you're experiencing a throat discomfort. And God, the Spirit of God is present to heal. Amen. And then the word goiter came up to me. Praise God. And I even looked it up because I didn't remember what goiter meant. And it says swelling of the neck resulting from the enlargement of the thyroid gland. Swelling of the neck resulting from the enlargement of the thyroid gland. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So these are rhema words. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray. Amen. Would you just agree with me? Agree with me that God's kingdom will be manifested in His power even now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for Your word. Lord, grant us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that, Lord, we might truly know that Jesus has made us kings and priests unto God. Open the eyes of our understanding, Lord, that we might walk in this revelation, that we might live in this revelation, that we might participate in the advancement of Your kingdom and experience the blessings and the joy and the fulfillment that You have for us as kings and priests unto God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just speak to that throat discomfort now, that throat ailment. And I say to that throat, be healed now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I speak to that condition of goiter. And Lord, I speak to that thyroid gland now. And I command it to be healed now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command that swelling to subside as a result of the healing now. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Let Your kingdom come, Lord. Let Your will be done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. While the group gets ready, just hold up your hand to heaven. And just say after me, Jesus Christ has made me a king and a priest unto God. Amen.